Sugya Braha. I want to see the Russian again. Some very ambiguous way to see the Rosh. It still exists, but it seems like Pasha the Shilas, the Maisit will ruin the Rosh a couple of Yisraelis. I want to see the Rosh again inside this time. Break the Rosh. It's Kodim Kol, he brings the Gemara, that he Mavarach the Shas the deep. Masha'e Mavarachin Habir B'Shoch HaNishis B'Shoch Shehu Moitzi HaChomets Men HaBayis V'Hu Mitzvah Men HaTayr. As Kodim Kol, in this Rosh, he says the beer is K'Shehu Moitzi HaChomets Men HaBayis. And in the beginning of the Rosh, he says, "Beer is moitzi chemsay min habayis." He says it twice over here. On Dandalid, he says it. In the beginning of Perik Kol Shah, the second Perik of Psachim, he says it also. Is the word the Rosh come upon him that the Rosh holds beer is min habayis. And the Rebbeinu David is medayik the pasuk tashbisu mi bateichem. As Mavur, that the musig of beer is min habayis. This is number one, the deal in the Rosh. Frank the Rosh, an interesting question. Why don't you make a bracha of b'shas beer? The meaning of Klal Yisrael is you do beer chametz on the day of Yudalit. Why don't we make a bracha? As what is the Rosh asking? There's a big machlokes of Bach and Kav, which has a big nafkamina the dina. Explain the question. The Bach understood that the Rosh is asking, besides the bracha that we make on the Bdika, we should make another bracha on the beer. And why is that? It's Meduyik in the Lashon of the Rosh, because Bdika is Midrabanan, beer is Midaraisa. As your bracha on the mitzvah derabanan should work to pater you on the mitzvah deraisa that you're doing on the next day. Now, the Rosh is going to answer that we don't. But it comes out of nafkamina ladina. What happens if someone chas v'shalom, chas v'chalila, finds chametz on Pesach and he's mechuyev to be mevarech? Does he make a bracha of beer chametz? As the Maisa, the way the Bach is learning, it'll come out that he makes a bracha, because over here he has a mitzvah deraisa of tashbisu. We're talking on Yemei Pesach. It's before you destroy the chametz that you found on Pesach, you will make a bracha of al beer chametz. As that's the way the Bach learns the question is. He's asking that you should make another bracha on the beer, because the beer is the rice and the first one is the rabbana. The Taz is choylik on the Bach. And the Taz time is, even though the bdik is the rabbana, but when you made the bracha al beer chametz, you were choylik all the angles. You were choylik the angle of bdik and you were choylik the angle of beer, because that's the bracha of al beer. As Lameila, it wouldn't be that you would make another bracha again al beer, because Lameisa you said al beer chametz. As what is the Rosh asking? The Taz wants to explain, the Rosh is asking a different question. Why were Chazal Misakin that you make the bracha b'shas b'dika on Lel Yudalit, which is the Rabbanon? You should make the bracha on Shas beer, which is on Yom Tesvah. As the question is, in the original Takanis Chachamim, why was the Chachamim misakin on the mitzvah derabanan b'lel yedalid? They should be misakin on the mitzvah deraisa b'yom tesvah. Not the Rosh answers, it's not a mitzvah deraisa on yom tesvah. That's the two ways of learning. The big machleik is Bach and Taz, and the nafkamina medina. What happens if you find chametz on Pesach? Do you make a bracha if you're mevar? Lemaisa mavur in the Rosh, according to all pshatim, that we're talking about Dika Derabanan, because that's his question. Why are you making a bracha on Dika Derabanan? Make a bracha on Bir Daraisa. L'chayr mevur in the rush that when we're handling in the sugya, we're handling on the bdika derabon, not on the bdika derais. Kach is muchach in the rush. That's a big hadgash. Kach is muchach in this chelik of the rush that we're handling on the dim bdika derabona. The dim dika derabanan is mishum shema yavala achloi, and that we're handling that you're making a bracha. As Frank the Rush, why do you make the bracha on the dika? You should make it on the beer. Tamani deisos chametz v'rabayis kolos manisura leyakim v'teshbisu. Teshbisu is only after chatzos, and therefore you're not yoytza a mitzvah v'arayis. Okay. That's question number one in the rush. Question number two in the rush. Umin haroi sheyivarech koydim dika al dikas chametz. Frank the rush, you're making the dika, as you should make a bracha of al dikas chametz. Why are you making a bracha al beer chametz? As the Ran answers, because beer is the ikar mitzvah. Bdika is not the ikar. The ikar mitzvah that we're making a bracha on is bir chametz. As we mele, that's why we say bir chametz. The rush does not answer that. Meduyik in the rush, that the rush understood that no, bir is not the ikar. Bdika we should make a bracha on. What's the bir of this machloikis? L'chayra, one katayna, this is the Rosh L'shitasai. We're talking about the Chayvis Dika of Shema Yavoy L'achloi. As that, there is to be boidigit, that you shouldn't be Shema Yavoy L'achloi, as the Chiv Dika is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. The Ran learns that we're talking about the Dika K'dei L'kayim Tashbisu, as then the Iker is the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the mitzvah's beer. But the rush is going on the chiv derabana, and that the rush held, the ikar is not the beer. The ikar is just as much the bdika. Chazalu mechayiv of bdika too.
If the shbisu means me vatecham, then isn't it good even if it's deraisa? Say bdika.
But even if it's me vatecham, but whatever that mitzvah is, that's the ikar, taking it out of your house, the beer. And this is the bdika. Min haroi sheyivarech koydim dika al bdikas chametz. Tikun loymer al bir chametz lefi shela'achar bdika v'yad hu mevatel v'haynu bir. Zot the rush, because when you're doing the bdika process, you're also doing the bir process. Why? Because you do bittel chametz, and bittel is haynu bir. This rush is sarach in gadol olam, looks over it, and is not some leib. Hare, the shita of the rush is bittel is hefker. Rebbe Akiva Eger says, l'fi the shita, bittel is hefker, it's just the eitzah that you're not over on Baal Yira, as it says Baal Yira alecha, but it's not a chelik of beer. You're not doing bishleim l'fi Rashi, bittel is making it ois chametz. As Rashi says, bittel is a beer. Ab l'fi toises, bittel is not a beer, it's just a hefker. It's making it's not yours. It's a loophole to avoid being over, but it's not a mice of beer. Yeah, this rush, it's a riesige chiddush. Even though the rush learns bittel is hefker, he says it's beer. Yeah, you know how to explain it.
It's not your kosher l'dach, that's what he asked earlier. So now she made the bracha on the bittel, which is the reis kashbiso. He said earlier, you want to do it on the...
Rega. You're confusing me. We'll talk about it later. Okay. Let's just focus in on the pshat. Okay. As a heinu beer, mechomet sheni yadu alai. Ba'oi zog the rush. You hold it. You hold the stuff to be mevarit tomorrow. As because you wanted to include the beer, which you're starting the shat bika, therefore you make the beer brachon beer. That's the turrets of the rush. Okay, that's the angles we wanted to be mashlim. Different yesaydas, different nekudas that you see in the rush. Okay, now let's come back to the group of sugyas. The first chelik of the sugya was a chiddush that you make a bracha on the bdika. The second chelik of the sugya is the nusach. Mai mevarech. Rav Papa Amar Mishmei the Rava Levarach Chametz. You make a bracha with a lamb. Levarach Chametz. So Papa Amar Mishmei the Rava Al Bir Chametz. Yeah. Kitzur, you had two people in the same shir. One person heard in the shir, you make levar. One person heard in the shir, you make al bir chametz. Had they both went to the same shir, how could it be? Frexach hashayim. Avakachas yaitzim. But what's even more shver is l'dayre dayres, the yidin were making the bracha. Even before Rav Papa were born. How is it shayich machlekes if you make a bracha levar and al bir? You just see what your father did for years before, what everyone in Klal Yisrael is doing. How's it shayich machlekes in nusach habrachas? What is the Olam Taina? Whatever Klal Yisrael did for all the years, one day someone wakes up, a machlekes to Amarayim, levar al bir. Us pastor machlekes for years and years. Klal Yisrael's been making the bracha. Didn't start then. He wants to say that there were two minhagim and they had a machlekes. Which one was the mekubal dikumiti?
Rashi said that if you say this, you're yotza. So the shayla, if you said it, maybe they all said one thing, but if you said al, you'd be yotza.
He wants to say another kivun. The Ravada, everyone said one way. The Shaila was, if you said the other way, is your Yoitza. That's a little bit dochuk, because Pashtis, the machlekes they're having, is which way lechatchila to say. As it could be in Lomdis, you're right, of a Pashtis, the machlekes is lechatchila, what bracha you make? What do you mean? We're not a Dar Yassam, Baruch Hashem. For years and years, they've been making the bracha. What did they do until now? How's it Shaya? Machloikis in the Nus. Okay, we'll leave the Olam handle. Good, that's what we want. The Olam should handle. This isn't the only place you have such a question. You move on. It's again other places. You have to know how to answer. Okay. Azog the Gemara, the Leval Kuli Amalekli, the Vadela Bon Mashma. Over here, the Gemara explains what's the need. You're making the bracha before the kriya, so you need a lashon osid. Because levar kuli alma loy pligi, thus is lashon osid. Le is osid. Ki pligi balbir mal sova me kara mashma mal sova la bol mashma. The shail is al, does it mean ova? Does it mean osid? Azot Rashi. What is levar kuli alma loy pligi da bol mashma? V'shapir domi. The bracha koydem asiyas mitzvah be'inam kevru klamon. The Rebbeinu David is medayik Rashi, that Rashi learns, even according to the man the Omer that holds lechatchila, you say al, if you say le, shafir dom, you yoytza the bracha. As brachas are multiple choice. You could say al, and you could say le. Everyone holds you could say le, because it's la'abba. What should be the problem? The machlokes is, do you say al? You have to know lefiza. Why was he misakin dafka ba'al lefi Rashi? The Rishonim are going to talk about it. But the Rabbeinu David in the Hemshech of the Sugya brings down from the Ramban a big yisur. He brings down when Chazal were koveya, matbeya, a nusach of tefillah and brachas, Chazal made one nusach for everyone. There's no multiple choices in the nuschais of brachas and tefillahs of Chazal. As it's not shayich to have such a din, that it's up to you, you could decide which way to say it. No. There's a Chazal, kavu matbeya shetavu Chazal, Lashon Ramban, based on different gemaras. It's not shayach a multiple choice. So what does the Gemara mean? B'levar kuli alma loy pligi, meaning kuli alma loy pligi that in Lomdis it's mashma l'abba, but not that kuli alma loy pligi that you could say. Okay, the oimik of the machlekes as Hashem, we have to see more in the emshir. Okay, but that's a. Ki pligi balbir, mal sava me kara mashma, mal sava la bal mashma. Me kara mashma, albir should be alti. Is this Rashi's mavur that you make the bracha koydim b'dika? That's meduyik, not like the tshuvas of Rashi, that you make the bracha when you find the chametz. You make the bracha b'shas b'dika, koydim b'dika. Rashi over here says the big yisoy, bir hainu nami b'dika. As l'choyre, Rashi over here is coming to be miyashiv the shayla the rishonim. If you're doing b'dika, why are you making a bracha about bir? Rashi says, bir hainu nami b'dika. Because bir means b'dika. What does Rashi mean? Bir means b'dika. As that we saw in the Rishonim, the Ritva, they read the Loshen, Biyarti HaKoydesh Min HaBayis. That sometimes bir min HaBayis is also called bir. Now, Avada Rashi is saying that b'dika is b'dika. He's just saying bir is also a nickname, a way of saying b'dika too. Let's see page in Rashi. Okay, this is the Rashi. Places. The Levar Kuli Amalei Pligi Da'alam Mashma. Mikano Yamatzach Rashba. The other Tesis, it's the Rashbam. Levarach Lefnei Habris Lefnei Hamila Lachnisa. Bi Amar La'achar Hamila Yishakir Biberchasai. The Lachnisai La'avol Mashma. Va'ad Shetzarach Levarach Va'oy Shetzarach Levarach Oyver La'asiyasa. As it's mavur in the Gemara in Shabbos that when you do a bris milah, you make two brachas. You make asher kiddushanu mitzvah b'tzivanu al hamilah. That's the standard bracha that you make by every mitzvah. And also that vi haben makes lachnisoi b'brisoi shel Avraham Avinu. But let's start off with an interesting shaila to get into the sukkah. Where do you have one mitzvah that has two brachas on it? Every mitzvah has one bracha. Mitzvah lulav, shekhar sifanu, lita lulav, sukkah, leishe besukkah. Good question. You're a good yid. You answer a question with a question. So over there, we'll ask it too. But b'derech klav. Okay, b'derech klav. In most mitzvahs, we have one mitzvah, sittis. Tefillin, we do shal roish, shal yad, because there's two tefillins, but Bikaron, we always have one bracha for one mitzvah. As what's this inyan over here that we have two different brachas on the mitzvah? It's also Torah. Another yid answering a question with a question. V'gam sham tzarech bir. Why do we make three brachas ala Torah? It's one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'gam sham yishver. He's asking good. Again, so good. As L'chaira, the Hagoyis Maimonides, when he brings the Sefer HaYirmeim, that he asks the Shaila, and he says, must be that there's two mitzvahs in Bris Milah. As a Milah, you're making two brachas. What are the two mitzvahs? As the Hagoyis Maimonides, the Yireim, say that the two mitzvahs is one, there's a mitzvah to do a Milah to the Ben, and number two, there's a mitzvah on the father to mal his son. And if you look at it, if you look at the Gemara and Shabbos, the mayel makes asher kiddushanu b'mitzvahis of al hamila, because he's doing the physical bris mila. And the father makes lachnisoi b'brisoi shel Avraham Avinu, because that's a mitzvah hamyuchedes al ha'av. That's what the Yireim answers. L'maisa, there's another way of understanding the two brachas. And that is, there are two angles to the mitzvah of Bris Milah. This, the Beis HaLevi and the Pri Yitzchak have a tshuva back and forth with their marich and this yisoy. There's one inyan of Bris Milah that you kairis the erla from the child. It's a maisa mitzvah of krisis erla. Because Erla is a Dava Maguna, it's a Dava Mos. You're taking away the Gnai of Erla. And then there's another thing that you're making a Krisis Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you're doing a Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're putting on your body a simin that you have a bris from Hashem. That's what David HaMelech said. He was once in the Beis HaMerchot, and he was looking, what mitzvah does he have to be megan on him? The Gemara in Menachos says. And he looked at his bris milah, and he says he has the mitzvah of milah to be megan on him. Frek the Marach or Zerua, the mitzvah of milah happened many years ago when he was a little child. Now he's not doing the mitzvah of bris milah. What does it mean? He looked at himself. He's not wearing tefillin in the mikvah. He's not wearing tzitzis in the mikvah. But he has the mitzvah of bris milah. He's not doing the mitzvah of bris milah. It happened many years ago. Azog the marach or zeruah. You see, the mitzvah of milah is a mitzvah kol rega verega. Because chutz from the chatichas orla, there's the shame bris which is chal in the gavra. And that shame bris which is chal in the gavra, that's in you forever. Your body is a different body. It's a body with a bris chodesh. And lefi zeh, you could say that's the inyan of the two brachas that you make on the milah. It's mamish lahafli medui. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvois avitzivanu is on the chatiches orlo. Lahachrisim, to do the maisa milah. That the mayo makes, that's what he is doing. And then there's the second inyan, which what are the words of the bracha? Lachnisoi lebrisoi shel Avraham Avinu. The Knisa Lebris, that's another Indian. That's another mitzvah, as you're making another bracha on it. The Fizet, the Briska Rav, one of the Brisim of one of his grandchildren, wanted to answer a famous Shaila that all the Mefarshim ala Torah asked. It says, Avraham Avinu is Mekayim kol ha-Torah kula lefnei shenitin. You know, Avraham Avinu had lulav, sukkahs, he had matzahs, l'chule, yeah, Yadua, the Beis HaLevi, yes, but how could he eat matzahs before they went out of Mitzrayim, or Zechi Yitzias Mitzrayim, before Mitzrayim? And he says, the Torah is nitzchi, good. Frekt Alam Mefarshim, so why did Avraham Avinu wait till he was 99 to do Bris Milah? If he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, he should have done Bris Milah when he was a younger boy also. The same way he ate, he sat in the sukkah, he did lulav, he had tefillin, he had tzitzis, he was mamish mehudar, he even wore a kapot in the books. Yeah. Why didn't he do Bris Milah? Nos Frekt, all the Achrayim. Zok the Briska Rav, Ablefi this Vok, as is the Svei Dinim in Bris Milah, is very Gishmak. Why? Because Enochinami, the first din, the physical creases of Orla that Avraham Avinu could have done. But there's a second din, you're making a Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that me and you are Echad together. That's the Indian of Chris's Bris. I'm putting a simen in my guf that I am Kairis a Bris with you. You cannot be kairis a bris to another person if the other person's not maskim. Kreis's bris is between two people. If the other person tells you, I'm not willing to make a kreis's bris, you can't make a bris. It doesn't work that way. Just look in the world now. Someone's trying to make a peace treaty and the other side isn't. Kreis's bris needs two sides. You could want to very much, but you need two sides to make a kreis's bris. As Avraham Avinu couldn't do a bris before HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it, because the musig of bris is a kreis's bris between two people to be connected. And that's not shayach before HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah. That's what the Bris Kerov said over by the bris of one of his grandchildren, Anaya Mahalik. Kimuvan, we have in the Bris Kerov ala Torah the other teretz of the Bris Kerov, famous standard one, that in order to do kreis's bris, you have to have a shame orla. And before the Torah was given, it didn't have a shame orla. That's the standard longish one in the Bris ala Torah. But the second mahalach that he said over by the Bris, that's kafi, the second din of Kreis's Bris. Okay. As thus is a little bit of akdama likanis to the inyanim. There's two brachas. There's the bracha of ala milah and the bracha of Zivanu lachnisoi lebrisoi shel Avraham Avinu. Now we have a leaven the Rishonim. When do you make this bracha? As mikana yematzich Rashba levarech lefnei amila lachnisoi. di la acher anila yeshaker bebechosai. The chnisa labal mashma. As the Rishpam boy from Agamara, you can't say sheker in your brachas. And le is labal mashma. That's stated in the Gemara. So how could you make a brach of sheker, and how could you say after the bris milah lachnisai lebrisai after the bris is done already? Because that's what he bought in our Gemara. You're not allowed to say sheker and brachas. You can't use a lashon asid b'sheker. Azel, it has to be you say it before. Vo'oid shetzach levarach oivel asiyasam. Hare it's a birchas amitzis, and all birchas amitzis have to be oivel asiyasam. If you make the lachnisai before. And Taisis in Shabbos says he went ahead and he changed the minig. That's a big chiddush. He went ahead and he changed the minig. Amakubal was not that way. And he went ahead and he changed it. He was so convinced, Al Peter's Gemara, he changed the minig. And the Rishbam, the Rabbeinu Tam came and he argued, B'loi mira le Rabbeinu Tam, B'beperik u'belozah de mila, Tanya, ha'mol ha'mashay kidushanu b'tzvayisav ala mila. Avia ben Ama lachnisa, mashma la'acher hamila mikayma. As it's mashma that it's la'acher hamila mikayma, that you do it after hamila. The toisis is sasim v'lay pirish. Where in the world do you see in the Gemara that it's la'acher hamila? Hamol ha'mashay kedushanu ala mila. That's going before the mila. As Aviyah ben Amalach Nisai, it could also be going Lefnei Hamila. Where do you see you doing it La'achar Hamila in the Gemara? You learn the Taisis, everyone who learned the Taisis was so bothered. Where do you see in the Gemara that it's after the Mila? Did anyone come up with the Pshat? Oh, looks like
you did.
Oh, as the Magia on the Taisis brush wants to tina that it would be a Hefsek. If you would, the mile would say Hashaykin Yishanu b'mitzvayis avitzivanu, and then you're saying Lachnisai b'brisai shal Avraham Avinu, it would be a hefsek. As must be, it's afterwards. V'tzarek bir, harei Lachnisai l'brisai shal Avraham Avinu is also a birchas hamitzvah on the same evening. As why is it a hefsek? Bishlam, if he would give a speech and he would say, I want to be Machavit v'san b'kayis ployni, this is a hefsek. Oh, but he's making a birchas hamitzvah. Why is that a hefsek?
It's two chalakim of the mitzvah.
It's two chalakim of the mitzvah make it into hefsek in the mitzvah? Loimir.
Somebody else making the bracha.
So what? So it's someone else, but he's talking about the same mitzvah you're talking about. Why is that a hefsek?
Sorry, you made that bracha first.
Right. He's doing it for father.
Wait. No. Oh. So in the oil Torah, it's a very nice liquid sefer, Tishmak Ezachi, on the very chashid of Talmud Chacham put it out. He wants to say that the din of Eivor L'Asiyasam is mechayiv, that the birchas mitzvah has to be mamish samuch to the milah. And if you're going to have even a hefsek zman, it's not Eivor L'Asiyasam. As who cares if Lachnisai L'Brisai Shel Avraham Avinu is also Me'inyan Hamila? But if there's going to be a break from the time you made the bracha of Hashem Kedushanu B'Tzivanu Al Hamila from the Mitzvah Mila, it's felt in the Eivor L'Asiyasam. As it's a hefsek zmani, that it shouldn't be Eivor L'Asiyasam. Tanya, when you make a bracha Eivor L'Asiyasam, you have to make the bracha right before the mitzvah. If you make a bracha on tefillin, and then you take 3 minutes to meditate about the chshivas in the mitzvah of tefillin, it's not called Eivor L'Asiyasam. As he wants to say, hu adin, if you say another bracha in between, it's a hefsek that it's not called Eivor L'Asiyasam. That's how they want to learn. It's a chiddush, that's how he wants to learn. Rav Asher wanted to suggest another pshat. Rav Asher said that pshat in Taisis is that because the father should make the bracha first. That's the deal. Because if they're doing it at the same time, the father should ekdima, because he has the mitzvah nila, as he should make it. The mitzvah is more mutal on the father. As a mela, that's the deal. Must be he's doing it afterwards, as he's doing it at a different time. But if the father and the mael were doing it, the father should make the bracha before the mael. That's the deal of Taisis. As that's how Rav Asher learned for many years. Later years, he started to say the Hefsik. So Kimdumani, the first part is also very Gishmak. Okay. Yeah, maybe later years means he's been giving share for a long time. In the earlier Maduras, when I was a Baha, was one way, and now it's the later Maduras is different. But nowadays, that's the way he learned the Taisis. It's very Gishmak and Mishak. Yeah. The Chayra, the Fizah also, it's a little bit better, the Lashon of Taisis, Mashma. It's Mashma, Kilu, he's bringing a Mashmois in the Lashon of the Gemara. Yeah. A little bit better. Frek Taisis, aye, what do you do with the Shaila of the Rashbo, Rashbam? Abagata Lachnisa, Mashma Labbo. Lay Kosho, the Loyal Zay Sanasa, Asha Nevarah. In those days, there were other people that were doing milas for other reasons, as we had to be lafuke from those people. Fractasis, what do you do with the shayla of Oiver Lasiyasa? Ah, you need to be Oyla Lasinas. Taina the Marsha, that in the Rosh and Shabbos and the Ran and Shabbos, they say that once Taisis answered that this isn't a Birchus a Mitzvah, it's not Nasa on the Mitzvah you're doing now, but you're Moide Mishabeach La Kodesh Baruch Shitzivonu Ala Mile, it's a Birchus a Shvach, there's no Din of Oyla Lasiyasun. The din of Oyvel Asiyosan is when you're doing a Birchus HaMitzvah, Shekinishonu, B'mitzvah Yitzavitzivonu, Alamile. In Birchus HaMitzvah is the Adin, you make Birchus HaMitzvah, Oyvel Asiyosan. But over here is a Birchus HaShvach, a Birchus HaShvach, there's no din of Oyvel Asiyosan. Zotamal Shah, Toysvis holds that din that this Birchus HaShvach was Niskin on a Mitzvah, it also has a din of Oyver Lasiyasa. And the Rosh holds Birchus HaShvach doesn't have a din of Oyver Lasiyasa. As we have a big machloikis, a Birchus HaShvach that's on a mitzvah has a din of Oyver Lasiyasa. And the shaila is, what could be the Mekudas HaMachloikis? As it could be, you could explain. There's a Ritva on Zayin Amid Beis that explains, why do we make a bracha, Oyvel Asiyasa? Why can't we make the bracha afterwards? As one Ritva says, because before you do a mitzvah, you have to say you're doing it because Hashem was mitzvah. As therefore, it's the preface to a mitzvah to say you're doing it mishum mitzivoy of Hashem, as that's why there's a bracha. It's time interesting. By Achsidash and Minig, they say Yishem Yichud Kitcha Brichu before you do a mitzvah, because you want to say you're doing the mitzvah L'Shem Shamayim. The Fidah Ritva, Anche Knesses Agdela were already mocked into the Chassidash and Minig. That's the reason why you make Asher Kiddushanu with mitzvah Yisav Vitzivani. You're saying, yeah, Kimuvan, they're adding things up. Yikabola L'Shem Yichud Kitcha Brichu V'Shlintu Halavai. Everyone should know what that means. But Kilu, that's the Indian Shabbat, to be miyachidit. That's what the Ritva is. The Fida Ritva, it would only be in mitzvahs. If you're just a Birchus HaShvach, there's no Indian. The second pshat in the Ritva is bracha is to do avoidus ha-nefesh. Bracha is you're being mishabeach Hashem with your nefesh. Mitzvahs, you're doing avoidus Hashem with your guf. The Seder is when you have Avoidus HaNefesh and Avoidus HaGuf, the Avoidus HaNefesh goes first. As Dibur is with the Neshama, with the Nefesh. Maisim is with the body. Your dibur is your higher part of your person. It's a higher level of avoda that always comes first. Then we could hear the marshal. Now, even if it's a birchas hashvach on a mitzvah, but lemaisa it's the seder avoda in the mitzvah to be mishabeach Hashem for the mitzvah. As a mele, even on that, you would say you could be makdim. As Epsha, that would be a tli in the machlokes. The big shaila is there's a stira in the rush. In the Rosh in Ksuvis, by Birchas Erisin, the Rosh says, even though it's a Birchas Ashvach, we do what our minig is to make Birchas Erisin before the Erisin. Why? Because of Eivra Lasiyo Asad. So Chaya, that's a steer to the Rosh that says, by Birchas Ashvach, there's no din of Eivra Lasiyo Asad. Yesh Le Yashiv Ulepalto. Oh, that's the Yishchai. Okay. Main talk Levarach Oyvelas Yosef Un Mokum Sha Oysa Mitzvah Umagar. Aku Levarach Acha Eloi. Veteda Cheri Birchas E Erisin Eina Levarach Ela Acha Erisin. Azok Tais is a Naya Klau. Oyvelas Yosef is when the person who's doing the mitzvah is Mevarach. But when it's someone else, there's no din of Oyvelas Yosef. Why is there no din of Oyvelas Yosef? Explains the Taisus Urbenu Peretz, the Taisus Rosh, the Taisus Rashmi Sans. I knew all the three Bali Taisin because we are afraid the guy's not going to do it and it's going to be a bracha levatala. Any mitzvah that's tali on someone else, maybe at the last minute things are going to back down. Birchas Erisin, before the Erisin, maybe the lady's going to back down. Yeah, maybe someone, when you're doing it with someone else, maybe when you're doing it, you know you're not planning on it. But if someone else is involved, as then you're afraid you're going to back down. There's a bracha levatala. As a Rosh asked, if Taisis means like shari shainim, what's the lashon ve'ein sarach levarach? In the other rishainim, they use a nusach. It's also levarach over lasiyasam because of a chash bracha levatala. Why does Taisis say Ein Sayyid? So Rasha wants to be Mechadish that Taisis means a new pshat, which is a big chiddush. All the Bali Taisim say the other pshat. Ve'elam divrei Rav Asher, you could say that what Taisis means Ein Saruch is because the Maisa, they're standing there, they're doing the mitzvah. When's the last time you saw a mile that messed up and didn't do a milah? It's a chashash rachuk. As Tais is saying, Mishumza ain't sorich. You're not mechuyiv to be mevarich over lasiyasa, but not that there's an iser to be mevarich over lasiyasa. As even if he means like the other rishonim, but he just holds that all it makes is ain't sorich. They weren't misakin to do it over lasiyasa. Not mamish there's an iser because the shash that there's going to be a bracha levatala is very minute, as it's not enough to make an iser. What?
This is all that you don't make a wish if they go to sleep. They might not fall asleep.
Right.
Also, a chash probably.
Taisis doesn't say it's also to make a wish. Taisis, they weren't misogynist. Okay. So okay. I'm not sure. Also, by some people, it's not such a chash rock. Some people it is. Some people sleep well, but by some people, it's not such a chash rock. Okay. Okay. But over there, they're saying therefore they weren't with sakin ovation, not that it's up. Toif, as thus is the beginning of the sugya of Rosh.